This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's my great pleasure to welcome one of my favorite humans around on what's program right now. And this is a guy I think he could coach at any sport. He's a very motivational type guy. And Seals head coach Pat Merrill. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
Quite the introduction, Woodsy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the kind words. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing really well, man. And I'm like crawling out of my skin, excited for the home opener, which is December 14th at Pechanga against the Toronto Rock. But the Seals actually open the season this Saturday in Buffalo, taking on the Buffalo Bandits. How are you feeling about the squad so far, Patty?
I'm feeling great about the squad, and and we're excited. I know you're going to be ready for the 14th, so it's going to be quite the night then. But first order of business is definitely Buffalo this weekend. I thought we had a great camp, and we're really excited about the group that we've assembled for this season, and really looking forward to getting started this weekend.
Well, we went out and Coach Merrill is also the GM of the team, and in concert with President Steve Govett, they went out and made a lot of moves. And again, I'm still kind of new to the professional lacrosse game myself, but the guys that they got, let me tell you, they're ridiculously good. They can score at will, and we will have, I would say, an improved offense over a really good offense that we had last year. But the other thing I noticed, Coach, is so I went out to the very first Seals practice last season, and I watched the guys trying out, and I said, oh, well, some of these guys like look like me out there, you know, just, you know, kind of guys. I went out to this year's camp, and I'm like, this looks like an NFL training camp. There's a lot more athletic players, bigger players. I know you had some tough decisions to make, but with the roster you have right now, Coach, I know you're feeling good about it, but what's changed from last year?
Yeah, well, that's a great observation, great point. I think one of our keys or our goals from this past offseason was to, you know, add some size, add some athleticism, and a little bit more youth to the squad. So I think we accomplished that through, bringing in some really, I think, special players and guys that are in their prime, like Westberg and Jeremy Noble and Connor Fields being able to play a full season this year. I agree with you. I think our offense did a great job last year. I think this year we're able just to be a little bit more athletic and play at a bit of a higher pace than we did last year. And I think that's going to bode well for us as the season goes on. And I think we ran into a bit of a wall at the end of the season last year. And in this league, it's very important that you peak at the right time going into playoffs, right? And I think, so a goal of ours, again, was to be able to overcome that with some younger, fresh legs and some guys that have a bit of a chip on their shoulder. They're hungry in their prime and are looking to win games and eventually win a championship at the end of the season. So I think that's the bit most noticeable change from last year.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, too, because we're talking to Seals head coach Pat Merrill. As you guys know, I do PA for the Seals. It's like my favorite thing. I'm a lunatic on Saturdays.
I've seen it
you've
live.
You've seen me. Yeah, I mean, I pace the house. I tell the wife, like, hey, it's game day. And she's like, you're a PA announcer. Settle down. You know, and I'm like, nah, I get really excited for these games. But the thing I like, I've had a chance to sit down with some of the new guys, the intensity, and there's this feeling, again, of this chip on the shoulder, this, oh, they didn't want me in, you know, Colorado, or they didn't want me here. Wait till they see what I can do now. And guys wanted to be here. And, you know, it's a testament to Coach Merrill, too, because every guy that I interviewed said, Patty called me. I wasn't sure if I was coming back. But when Patty called me, I said, I'm coming. And that's the kind of head coach we have here in San Diego in Coach Merrill. And I know you hate compliments and you hate smiling and fun and all that stuff, Coach. I know that because I know you. But I do know that you will have your team ready to play. What do we know about the Buffalo Bandits, your first opponent of the season?
Well, first of all, you're a big part of our family and what we do too, Woodsy. So, and you're one of the only guys that probably could put a smile on my face. but at the end of the day, yeah, no, I agree. I think I think an important part to that is that, you know, we've built something from Steve and Joe and yourself and all the rest of the great staff that we have involved in the organization so far. We've created quite a destination for a pro lacrosse player.
No doubt.
And in the off season, you know, I think partly due to some of the success that we had last year in our first year, but also just all the great things that we have going on, you know, just being a part of the organization. I had guys that really, really wanted to be here and wanted to be here long term, not just being a part of the team, but being a part of the community and being a part of the city. And I think that's going to bode well for the future, not only this year, but hopefully for many years to come. And like I said earlier, a lot of these guys are still in their prime and have a lot of great years ahead of them. I think their best lacrosse ahead of them. So I think you're going to see that in the way we play, you know, and the attitude that we bring to every game that we play. So that's certainly something that excites me. And you know, it's not a hard place to be, for sure. But at the end of the day, we want guys that are going to buy in and are going to run through a wall for each other and are going to, you know, lay it all on the line to win games every night. And I think you need to have that feeling and that commitment and that desire and that hunger to be able to have a group that's willing to do that.
There's no doubt about it. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and please come back with a dub. Go take care of Buffalo. And I'm going to be parked in front of my iPad tomorrow or Saturday night watching the game. You can watch them on BR Live. Really cool app. They do a great job with the broadcast of the games. And tell the guys I wish them well. And we'll see you guys at Pechanga December 14th. It's the home opener against The Rock. Get your tickets at SealsLax.com. I can't recommend it enough. It's not just because I work there. If I didn't, I would still be at every game banging on the glass because I love the guys. I love the sport. It has captivated mine and my entire family's lives. My son carries his stick around. My wife has a jersey. We're way, way into it. And, you know, I always tell people, Coach, just come one time and you'll fall in love with it. So we appreciate it. Go get that dub, all right? Tell the boys I said hello.
Will do, Woodsy. Thanks again for your time today. Appreciate it.
No worries, Coach.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, buddy. I love Pat Merrill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.